Hello, welcome back to the Oblivious Maximus podcast for another week. I'm Aaron.
I'm Ben.
Here's Ginger.
Yeah. Is that my bit?
Yeah. We try and really get the guests in as soon as possible.
Great.
It's really awkward to just have you sitting there while we chat.
Yeah, I'm not good at sitting in silence. Is that why you wanted me on?
Yeah. I think when we did the first one with Callum, because we recorded that one with him first and we didn't like do any planning really. No. So we were like talking and he was sitting here and it was a very like strange thing to be like, excluding him from the conversation for a few
minutes. He couldn't be in like the little intro bit.
Yeah.
Nah, exclude Callum.
Yeah.
No, I didn't say that.
Well, thank you for coming.
Yes. Thanks for having me. Very happy to be here.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming all the way out to Coburg where we record. It's stupid old. Mm. There's a bit happening here today. There's got like a big filming
there's
downstairs.
There's a full stand-up special being filmed down there.
There's a stand-up special that you haven't been invited to. Yeah. That's what I heard.
Yeah, just don't have a following or an agent.
Fuck.
Doing my best.
Those two things.
But yeah, thanks for coming down. I guess just before we like chat to you, if people don't know you, who are you? Why have you come? No.
Who are you and why are you here? My name's Ginger Taylor and I never know what to say my job title is. I'm sure you probably get this with a lot of creatives.
Yeah.
Because it's so diverse.
Yeah. Well, I guess talking to Callum, he was like the word creator is thrown around so much now.
Yeah.
Well, I think because it's actually like a job title now too, right? Like,
yeah.
Like content creator is a thing.
Exactly. I generally say illustrator because if you say artist, it could be like you're a musician like anything.
Sculpture.
If people think you're a musician or you only paint oil paintings.
Yes. Yeah.
So I say illustrator.
Yeah, so I think that's your core thing, right?
Illustrate. Yeah, I draw pictures. Paint things. Sometimes it's a bowling pin. I just basically take any job that anybody wants me to draw.
Hey.
I'm a creator.
You're a creator.
I'm a maker of things.
Maker of things.
That's where Callum landed too.
Yeah. Maker, I think it sounds cool as well.
Yeah. Mm. I feel like Callum is me in male form.
Good to know.
I mean, he's doing a lot more.
He's building video shops.
I know. Yeah. It's so good.
I still haven't gone.
Maybe one day I'll build a video shop.
Yeah. Well, that's where I bumped into you and we were like, I was talking to Aaron and you'd watch the pod.
Yeah.
It was very vindicating for me because I'd been like editing these multicam YouTube things going like,
yeah, you're quite
10 people are watching this. And I think I told you I was doing it while watching something. So I was just like, oh, yeah, Baron's talking now.
Yeah, you told me that you were stressed out about all of the cameras and, like, editing.
Yeah.
And then you said that you had three. And I was like, you sound like you're doing fine.
Yeah.
You're doing a good job.
But thank you for watching and saying it was okay.
It was great. Very professional. And this room is professional.
Yeah.
I'm a little upset I didn't bring trinkets.
Yeah.
My screen needs trinkets.
Yeah, sorry. Your screen is real devoid of trinkets.
I've probably got trinkets in my bag.
What do you got in there?
Oh.
This is a segment.
Yeah.
What's in your bag?
Dude, do you actually want it? No, you've got so many questions. It's a Mary Poppins bag.
Let me tell you something real quick.
I wish you would.
Donald Duck, right?
Yeah. Pantsless.
Pantsless.
I thought that's what you could say.
Yeah, I'm not wearing any pants on it. The first toy I was ever given as a baby is a Donald Duck stuffed toy.
Oh, my God.
Still have it to this day.
Look at that.
Well, that's like
you can't have this.
Yeah,
I got this from the post office.
I need that.
It's my special bottle.
Well, one of the first clips we put up, Pluckers on there, and your mum commented,
yeah.
"Where is Donald Duck?"
Hey, mum, she'll probably watch this.
I should have bought you a Donald Duck. Get her on the show and get her to bring you a Donald Duck.
I did actually do a podcast with my mum one time.
Did you?
Yeah, I just asked her about how she got into music. She had some good answers.
Yeah, that's I want to hear that. I used to do a podcast with my mum.
Did you?
Did you?
Yeah, she has a lot of good stories. So we started a podcast in lockdown. She still does it, but I don't anymore because I got busy.
She still does it?
Yeah, because she doesn't have a job.
What's she chatting about? What's her pod called? Let's plug it.
It's called A Funny Thing Happened, and it's really good. She just, every time she remembers a story from her life, she just jumps on her little set and just like records
that's
sick. It.
That's great.
She's got stories about like, she went to like George Lucas's, like the Star Wars creator, his house party.
Yeah. So my note that I said to Stella was like, so I knew that your dad was like a famous animator of some, you know, of some
renown.
Did
I tell you this when I met you like 20 years ago?
That might have been the case.
Okay.
But I was like, there's got to be some psycho shit.
Yeah, that's some good stuff. I mean,
I going to George Lucas's house is.
That's one of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's got a lot of good stories. A funny thing happened. You can listen to them all.
Tune in. I'm going to do it now.
Yeah. You should.
Well, is that how you got into drawing? When do you feel like you really kind of hit your style? When did that come into its own?
The style thing takes a very long time. Mm. I still feel like it's all like imposter syndrome based, right? Mm. Like I always am like, I didn't really know I had a style until people had to keep reminding me.
Yeah.
Maybe like 2 years ago.
Yeah, right.
And I was drawing my whole life before that. He used to bring, we'd go out for dinner every night because, I mean, I don't know if I should say this on the podcast, but I'm pretty sure he didn't like my mum's cooking. And we lived in this little in Crow's Nest in Sydney. And so we would just go up the road every night for dinner and he would just bring pads and pens and me and my brother and sister would just sit there and draw.
Mm.
So it was kind of right from the get-go,
yeah,
I guess.
And did you borrow anything from your dad or do you feel like did he teach you how to draw?
Yeah, he used to have these little pads that were he designed this stop motion animation pad and then got them printed. So I was always really good at because you kind of have to draw like they're like one singular frame.
Yeah. Yep. And,
so it was
and
all
every,
lined
every
out.
Little bit of movement, right?
Yeah. And so he'd get us to do these little flip books.
Mm.
And then so I guess that.
That's
and
awesome.
Now look at me.
Where'd you go?
Drawing hot dogs, riding hot dogs. For money.
But that's what's so cool about it. It's I feel like anyone, because you do a lot of commission stuff as well, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But it's always sort of in your style.
Yeah, I kind of, when we went into the first lockdown, my online store kind of popped off because I was I'm just going to focus on this. And I made a really conscious effort. I was I'm not going to say yes to any jobs for a year just to see if I can do it on my own.
Mm.
And luckily that worked out. Would have been real bad if it didn't. So that worked out. And then after that, now I only really do jobs that I can do in my style.
Mm.
Yeah. I'm not just taking jobs for money.
Yeah. People come to you because they want that specifically.
Yeah. Although you'll still get a client be we love your work, do it in your style. And then you send them a sketch and they're great, change everything about it. And you're I fell for it again.
It feels like there's never a creator that's and then the client didn't have any feedback at all.
Honestly, I'm such a brat with clients. I really am.
Mm.
But I think you kind of have to be at a point though too, because at the end of the day, they've asked you for a reason.
Yeah.
Right? They haven't asked you because, they've asked you because of the stuff that they've seen of yours.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's what you're going to be getting.
Yeah.
I have it all the time with band stuff too and recordings and so people who record with people and they go, we want our record to sound like this. And I've got friends that are like, I can't record like that. So why are you asking me to do that?
Yeah.
You should ask the person who recorded the thing you want to sound like.
Yeah, exactly. It's the exact same thing as art.
Yeah.
I feel like they are very close worlds.
Yeah.
If I could play an instrument or sing.
Have you ever given it a crack?
Oh, yeah. I'm so bad at it.
Yeah.
I figure my theory is you can't be really good at drawing and music. I'm sure there's people that are, but that's my excuse.
I mean, no.
Why I can't play.
I think there's a similar thing too with
I say the same thing about being funny. I'm I can just play bass.
But that's the thing. You can't be funny, play an instrument or be really musically talented and then be an incredible artist.
Mm. Yeah.
You can't do all, everyone would hate you.
Yeah.
You'd never end up on a podcast.
No way.
No way.
Yeah.
Too busy.
Yeah.
Doing all that commission work.
Doing everything you can in the world with your talent.
So as a bit of background, when I was looking at the little bit I read from one of the links Ben sent me yesterday, I saw an interview.
I want to know.
I did research.
I want to know the links.
I typed in, well, first I typed in Gina Taylor.
That's my friend's mum, Gina Taylor. Yes, we have the same initials. Yeah.
And then
shout out to Gina Taylor.
I like how you just went straight for Gina.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. I was just like, then I was like, hang on. And it said, did you mean? I was like, yes, I did. Yeah, and
I'm happy that I come up in a did you mean.
Yeah, yeah.
That's good. That's your good. Stock I is like rising.
That. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's good.
Google's onto you. Mm. Yeah, just to do a bit of bit of background work.
What'd you find?
Well, because I think I said to Ben, I was like, well, I definitely met Ginger, but I think in like a beer garden in Adelaide. Like,
yeah, so nobody remembers that. Anything to do with Adelaide, I can't remember. One, it was a long time ago. Two, the schooners were $2.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those beer towers they used to sell at Enigma.
The beer towers. Ooh, Enigma. That just gave me like a weird shiver out my back.
No, I had one. I think the only time I've ever had a beer tower was at the Brunno in Brisbane. I remember they had beer towers.
I mean, it's a sick invention.
Yeah.
Is it just, it's like ice in the middle.
So yeah, it's
a popsicle.
Essentially, it's a cylinder with a big.
It's like a nuclear reactor.
With a big thing of ice in the core.
Yeah.
And then, when I first had one at Enigma Bar, it was the first place I ever had one.
This is a bad place to have
brutal, brutal venue. Yeah,
remember those robots?
Yeah, it's the alien.
It's weird, man.
And the Predator from the movie Predator.
I think this is the second podcast we talked about Predator.
Is it? I thought you were going to say Enigma, and I was like, I'll talk more about Enigma. Remember when your feet used to stick to the floor?
Yeah.
Red Bull and cranberry juice. I remember it well.
No, but I remember the first time I went there, someone just got a beer tower, like Gabe or someone was like, here, we're having this. And I was like,
Gabe.
Yeah, see, we know everyone.
It's Adelaide.
I was like, here, we're having this thing. And I was like, oh, that's so cool. They must like bring that in.
Mm.
No, they just like get the tube under the tap.
Oh.
So it's just tap beer, but in another tap.
Just but in a different vessel.
What did you think they were shipping them in?
Well, I was like, maybe that guy
straight from the Cooper's Brewery.
To be fair, I never really thought about it either. But the tap is disappointing.
Yeah, it is.
But it's, like, if you think about it, the only
where
other
else
way,
is it coming from?
What else?
Special beer,
straight from Germany.
Yeah,
but
it's real flat.
Yeah,
it was. You know, it's sick, but then it gets. I mean, it does get flat very quick.
Yeah.
But because the schooners are so cheap, there's a real like weird, like you're only buying it for like the majesty of it.
Yeah.
Like that's
spectacle.
Why. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And you're in Adelaide and everything's so cheap so you can do things like that.
Yeah, you're loving it. Anyway.
Buy weird vessels for no reason.
So we probably met over a beer tower.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
I probably met a lot of people over a beer tower. Probably met Gabe over a beer tower.
Yeah.
I mean, before we started recording, we're talking about Poison City, that kind of whole wave. You're sort of a part of that, I guess.
You know what? I feel like I only was. We used to come over for it.
Yeah.
Like I used to live with Josh in Adelaide, Josh Mann. And he just told me about it once. And then he was like, we go over all the time for it. And I was like, sick, count me in. So I would think I went to like 3 or 4.
Yeah.
I think that might have only been.
It was a cultural phenomenon.
It was a real like time and place. One.
Did you?
Yeah, in our metal hardcore band. Played it.
I feel like there was a certain amount of people that were all like the interstate people, like the people that fly over for it, and they were always the ones that got the most, I swear, on here.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, I think I've heard. Yeah, yeah. Oh, big time.
Well, it's like I distinctly remember when Luca Brasi and Tazzy came into it.
The Tazzy boys.
Went up another level.
Yeah, well, the show.
I ended up dating one of them, not in the band, but one of those Tazzy boys after that Poison City because they got.
Made a real impression
they
on
They were really fun.
Yeah.
They were a fun bunch.
Insane.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The show we played was with them.
Yeah.
It was with, and Extortion, a band I am now in, but it was.
Are you in Extortion?
I am.
Ooh, fancy.
Pretty big deal over here.
I didn't look up any links before
Yeah, why didn't you Google me?
I'm really sorry. I was very busy.
I should have sent you links.
So. Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, this is Aaron, just an FYI.
Aaron Osborne.
Yeah, the show is Extortion, Luca Brasi, I Exist. Crazy. And it was at the Tote. Pretty
I was
wild.
There.
Where?
That might have been the last time I was at the Tote.
My two standout memories from it, Jake, who's the singer of I Exist, his thing in the past used to be he'd bring fireworks with us on tour because the band is from Canberra. And at the time you could still buy fireworks there. He lit fireworks off while Luca Brasi were playing in the Tote.
Okay, maybe I wasn't there or I was in the beer garden. I don't remember.
Probably. He got kicked out for doing that, I think. And then Maud's from Break Even was also there. And I believe I might have my memory wrong here because I was probably pissed. But there's a gumball machine at the front of the tote.
Okay.
And someone was like telling Maud's to get out because of the firecracker incident. And he grabbed the gumball machine and like tried to run out the door.
And amazing. But
it was like chained to the wall. So he got like like shoehorned back into the, you know.
Which means so that good. Someone's tried to do that before.
Yeah, exactly.
And I think it was like he just like ate shit and everyone laughed. And then, but then I'm pretty sure no one ended up getting kicked out in the end. Like,
yeah. Because they just thought it was so funny. Yeah. Slapstick saved the day. They're yeah. like, yeah, you're right.
These guys have been lighting fireworks and mucking around in here. Yeah.
I feel like it's a real badge of honor getting kicked out of the tote.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've never been kicked out.
I've been kicked out once.
I got banned from there.
What?
Well, I don't think they'd remember.
Okay.
They
got new owners now, so who gives a fuck?
Hey, yeah. Scratch that. Edit that out.
That guy didn't
I'm allowed at the tote.
That guy didn't pay anyone super, so fuck him.
Anyway.
All bands deceased.
Anyway, the point I was trying to make earlier.
I forget where we were going.
Well, it was Googling you.
Okay, yep.
But the wildest thing that I saw was that your dad worked on Ren and Stimpy.
Yeah, that's my favorite one.
That's so sick.
That and Cow and Chicken. I like.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everyone's like impressed by his resume because it's cool anyway. And they always go like, he worked on Nightmare. And I'm like, yeah, but did you know he worked on Ren and Stimpy and Cow and Chicken? Like, I'm a fangirl over
it. What was the stuff he did for it? Like, what was his...
Uh-oh.
Sorry, Dad.
I was a baby, so yeah. I can't remember. No, he did... he had something to do with Ren and Stimpy coming to Australia.
Oh, right.
So he didn't actually work on the show. For ages, I thought that he was the guy that did all the splattered background. So I just told everyone that.
I mean, that's fine.
I know. And
you could have told me that just then. I would have been like,
yeah,
dope,
true.
Great.
But now I know that I'm lying. I didn't know back then.
It's like my grandfather used to tell everyone that we were related to Shakespeare.
Yeah.
And it is true, but it's by marriage. So you don't have any of that DNA. Like,
Nah. That's still a claim.
That's still good.
That's still good. Yeah. I actually need to find out if it's true, but.
But Ancestry.com's so expensive.
I know. Yeah. I'm just Googling.
You sound like you're quite good at it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm on the net.
But yeah, he worked on Ren and Stimpy. I think he had something. He went to the studios in the States.
Yeah.
Saw what was going on. Had something to do with bringing it here. And then I do know he did actually do sets and like layouts for Cow and Chicken.
Oh, wow.
Awesome.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah.
Because my thing was like when I was a kid, Ren and Stimpy was like obviously massive for viewing. But I reckon Ren and Stimpy was the first thing I ever saw like art-wise, which now leans towards like being into death metal and dumb shit like that when they would have like the hyper zoom stuff.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it would get so gory and brutal. And it was like.
Like the pimples in their
hair. Yeah.
So good.
And I was like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
This rocks.
Yeah. Sometimes I'll draw something and then somebody will be like, oh, that's quite like this or like this. And it'll be something that my dad's worked on. I'm like, story checks out.
Yeah.
I was raised as a freak.
Yeah. Well, I remember feeling like being a bit younger and seeing that and being a bit freaked out.
Yeah.
And then I feel like that's really influenced that whole like Adult Swim cartoon.
100%.
Which is like dialed up 1,000%.
Which I don't like.
No, I don't really like it either.
No, well, I lived with Mikey Nolan and he's like really into like horror and gore stuff, which I'm not so much a part of. And like those insane Adult Swim cartoons like Super Jail and stuff
like that.
Yeah.
Which are just like, oh, I feel like... If I'm a little bit high when I watch them, I'm like, I'm going to have a panic attack.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I get that. I used to like quite enjoy Family Guy when I was younger. Now that the noise of that show.
It's abrasive.
I hate it. It sends me into like sensory overload. I'll like smoke a little doob, try to watch a little Family Guy and just be like.
Yeah,
what about
Back to the Simpsons?
A clip of Family Guy, but also Subway Surfer.
I don't know what Subway Surfer is.
It's like one of those clips where it's like a video up top. I like those TikTok, and then there's like a game playing down beneath.
No, that will simply give me a panic attack. I'm 33 now. I can't do it.
When I'm smoking my weed, I'm just watching a band live at.
Yeah. Are you?
Oh, that's
is
all
that
I'm
what
doing.
You do?
Yeah, I'm just watching YouTube.
I like
live
to watch
sets.
Factory videos.
Oh.
Like Mega Factory.
Okay. Oh.
Like things being made.
Oh yeah.
That's great.
They're my favorite.
Big cranes.
Big cranes. No, you know, there's like just the factory videos. It'll be like somebody sitting there like with a conveyor belt, and there'll just be like a thing that comes down. I love them.
There's
repetition.
There's one that
I love repetition.
There's one that that gets served up to me all the time, and it's like, watch these people wrap chocolates, and it's like they've got the. They're not looking like they're talking, doing whatever.
Oh yeah,
work.
No, they're not looking. They just do it.
They're instinct. Sheathing chocolates somehow by hand.
Yeah. It's good
it's
shit.
It's madness.
Man.
Yeah.
It's insane what's happening over there.
Can we do an excursion to a factory? Have me on the podcast again. We'll go to a factory.
Yeah, well, I think I'd say friend of the pod. Aaron Gox, I think, went to the 4 & 20 factory to see
is
pies.
That here?
It's in it's like on the way to Gippsland somewhere.
I want to look up all factory tours you can do in Victoria, and I want to do all
you
of
can
them.
Get there's a Cadbury one here.
It's in Ringwood, it's in Ringwood. My friend Christian worked there for a while.
See, I'd love to work in a factory. I really do love repetition. Let's change my intro. My name's Ginger Taylor and I love repetition.
My name's Ginger Taylor. I'm looking for factory work.
Everyone's like, you've got your dream job. You get to draw silly pictures. And I'm like, no, I want to sit there and just like move things.
I need to be getting paid to do this.
Well, I think that's when someone the other day, I think Mitch Pinney, a friend of ours, was like, best jobs are the ones where you get to drive around for a bit. I love that.
I looked into being a truck driver.
Mm.
I recently have just started an apprenticeship. I'm doing a laser tattoo removal one, which I'm very excited about. But before I worked out I was going to do that, I was like looking at other ways to make money because, you know, the economy.
Yep.
And I looked up truck driving and I realized that I can't take my chihuahuas on the road. But I would love it.
One of our dear friends does it for a living.
It. Yeah.
Sounds
they just
pretty
like
wild.
Take these things from A to B.
That's it.
That's
you
it.
You don't have to reply to emails.
No.
You don't have to worry about like reviews.
No way.
I'd love it.
None of that shit.
Listen to your weird podcasts on factories for 19 hours.
If only, I mean, if you get that Apple Vision thing, you could just watch them while driving.
Yeah.
People are doing that.
Maybe I can work out the chihuahua thing because that sounds really good.
You need those chihuahuas with you.
Get them on the road.
Yeah.
The Ringwood, I think it's a Cadbury factory.
Yeah.
They used to do a deal, which I've partaken in the past, where you can get a bag of like offcuts for $5. And
we're going.
Yeah.
Like I don't know what you're doing after
Well, I used
this.
To live near it when I was growing up and I remember they had a big picnic out the front
like a giant fake one.
Yeah, it was just a billboard, but it was like the shape, it wasn't like a
bar or the wrapper.
The wrapper, yeah,
because
a bar on a billboard is not
I'm imagining like a bus size picnic bar.
Delicious.
And now I want to know where I can find that.
Yeah, well, it'd be good to like another big Australian thing to go visit. That'd be
sick.
Yeah,
big picnic bar.
I bought one of the like offcut bags from there, and I bought Boost because it's one of my favorite chocolate bars.
Has it got guarana in it? Is that?
Oh yeah,
does it actually?
I think it does.
That might be why.
It's like an energy drink.
Is it really? Yeah. No wonder I'm so zapped.
But I bought a bag of them, and the whole thing was like because the chocolate itself has like a ripple on it.
Yeah,
these were all smooth. So they didn't make it into the wrappers.
Were you like, this is better?
I was like, this rocks, whatever it is. And then, but I brought it home and my partner, Daka, was like, hey, I got all these fucking chockies. And she was like, how many did you get? And I like pulled the bag out and it was like, I mean, it was like a kind of a garbage bag.
You pulled it out of your pocket though. It was just liquid.
But then we had them for so long. Like we were just like.
I mean, how many Boosts can you eat?
Well, that's it. That's what I mean. Like I thought at the time, I was like, $5, what a deal. And then after like a week of Boosts, it's like, I don't know if I feel like a Boost now.
Do you think maybe you didn't like it subconsciously because they were smooth?
That might have been it.
What if there's something in that? That, where like they know.
They know. That's why it's only $5.
Yeah. But I feel like when you've got too much of something, like I remember years ago before you could kind of get Dr. Pepper here, yeah. you had to go down to USA Foods in Moorabbin.
Yeah. yeah, you can't just go to a 7-Eleven.
Yeah. And I bought a case of it over summer and was like drinking it with Jameson. And the end of that summer, I don't think I've drank a Dr. Pepper since. No,
nah. It burnt you out.
Yeah. Nah.
I did the same. I went to that USA Foods and I bought like a bunch of cereal just because I really love the packaging.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I like made my way through one box of Lucky Charms and I was like, my teeth
it's are going crook.
To fall out.
Oh, yeah. That is like, that's one of the things where like having lots of friends in America and going there a lot is like the things that you learn from not being there is like, people are eating this every day.
Yeah, which I think is just still shocking to all of us. Like, you know those TikTok videos where they do like, these are also my favorite, other than factory videos. I love the TikToks where they like stock their fridge.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like the sounds
that,
and everything.
That rocks.
But like I watch it because it's like great ASMR, but also like there's like 50 cans of soda in there and it's like, here's your vegetable crisper full of chocolate. And I'm like, I see where the problem is.
The
aesthetically, it looks like amazing. Yeah,
I want to live there.
I'm not on TikTok because I'm a boomer in the social media
I'm
landscape.
Older than you. I'm on the TikTok, but I got a reason to be. I'm insane.
You do a lot.
It depends.
I got to delete it every so often.
How much you're into factory videos.
Well, my actual reason for not getting is that I think I will spend too much time on it.
That's where everyone goes. Do you know what I have found though? I think, well, like, do you spend a lot of time on Instagram just scrolling?
Yeah, but not like, not in an inordinate amount. I'm good at like being like, I got to get off this fucking thing.
See, I didn't want to get TikTok for so long because I had the same thing. Like my entire job is my phone.
Sure.
I hate being on it. Hate texting. I don't like it. So I was like, I'm not going to get TikTok. And then I got it and I was like, once it learns who you are, the videos that come up on my feed are so specifically for me.
It's scary.
That's
but
my
it's
worry.
Great because I'm actually learning things. That's the difference. Instagram,
so it's
I
educational.
Feel like it is though.
Yeah.
Like there are some TikTok things that I like have put into my everyday life, but I
such
go
as
on, I can't think of a single thing.
Well, I see a lot of like after a while, it's kind of like showing me like video editing stuff, and then,
oh, that's
like,
good.
But then very like hyper specific stuff, like here's a clip about 90s emo, and you're like, oh, how did you know?
Yeah, well, I know. It's wild.
The one that I like get a TikTok thing a month later on Instagram, but the one that I see that blows my mind is the people who like can't drink water.
Water talk is insane.
And
what
like,
are you talking about?
So they're like,
I'm gonna need to know about this.
They're obviously American people. Apologies to anyone from America who's listening.
That's not your fault they don't drink water.
They don't like drinking water because all their taps are fucked over there and their pipes are fucked. But so all these people who have just been bred off not being able to drink water, like fill up a bottle like that, put a little bit of water in it, and then it is a whole rigmarole of them putting in different flavorings and different ice and like
I didn't know this was
lollies
because of the
and
taps,
shit.
Though.
Yeah, it's like.
Well, the thing is in certain places over there, the plumbing is just a disaster. It's the same in Sydney and in Adelaide, actually.
The Sydney water does not taste as good. I will say that.
Adelaide water.
I can't remember back that far. I had beer instead. We talked about this, the two
dollar
schooners.
Yeah,
I was not drinking water.
I was drinking beer towels all the time. Brushing my teeth with them. No, but this is me making a very bold statement for someone who's had four beers, but like the plumbing's fucked.
Well, it sounds like if that's the reason, then that's a better reason than what I just thought, which was they're stocking their fridges with soda and their.
No, I think
also like they're like weaned on bottled water and stuff as well.
Right. So it's very, I mean, the other thing too is like that's what happens when you go overseas and you don't drink water, then you get sick.
Yeah.
Because you like can't, you're not
handle
building
it.
An immunity to whatever's there.
And it's very connected to like the Stanley Cup phase and stuff as well.
I'm so into that.
Yeah.
I actually got one for Valentine's Day, but awesome. It's a Kmart one, but to my boyfriend, that's okay. I love it. He picked my favorite color. Have you seen that SNL bit? Though, where they.
No.
There's this SNL bit that's quite new and it's all of these girls and they're like, we're camping with our fancy cups.
Oh, yeah.
And then I watched it, got one for Valentine's Day, and then went camping with my fancy cup. And I was walking around all weekend being like, I'm in nature with my fancy cup. And nobody knew what I was talking about.
Well, they've become really like kids are getting bullied for not having the Stanley brand.
Oh,
well,
my God, I love this stuff. Not that kids are getting bullied.
I'm just going to clip that up.
I love children being bullied. No. No, but it's like the Smiggle thing.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
It's the same stuff. I love how kids will just take like...
Decide that it's cool.
Decide to start some sort of weird gambling war over these things.
Well...
Because like what else are they doing?
Yeah.
Our friend Matt, I might have to cut this out. Oh, but God. At his school that he works at, there was a year 10 boys are giving each other haircuts.
Mm. There's like a haircut
like
ring.
Like there's an underground haircut ring.
That's amazing.
And like there's a note from a parent or something saying like, I saw one of the boys running away in a cape.
Oh, my God. He's even got capes. That's the best part.
Yeah, he's
part.
Doing a pro.
At least he's doing it right.
Yeah.
I, by trade, am a primary school teacher.
Yeah.
And I have seen like no end of insane fads get started through being in schools and see kids be like, this thing's cool now. I'm like, this thing is dumb as hell. Like, what? How have you kids decided
you think
this
back,
is it?
Like,
oh,
when
we all had
them. Came out,
oh my
man,
God.
All sorts of trading cards.
That was big.
Yeah.
I lived in Fiji for a brief period.
Cool. Fiji water is my favorite water. It is though.
You know the island.
Yeah, I still don't know what you're talking about. We still haven't gotten there.
Oh, yeah.
Bring it up.
Fiji. Go back.
So when I lived in Fiji, one of the biggest things was, and again, this I had previously to living there, I'd lived in Australia and I'd lived in Taiwan. And then I moved to Fiji. And the biggest thing in Fiji when I was in primary school there was like spinning tops. And I remember thinking
spinning
like
tops. That's like 1920s.
Like real
not Beyblades.
No. The OG Beyblade.
The OG Beyblade.
But yeah, like spinning top. And I remember being like, I remember thinking in my head at the time, like really derogatory, like, I'm bigger than this. I've played video games.
Oh,
and then after a week at school, I was like, I got to get me some fucking tops.
You're walking around like, I need me some spinning tops.
Your
kids
want to
sell
these.
Me a sweater. It's starting to get sweaty.
You're like trying to convince kids, you got to use Sega. It's awesome.
I'm the loser.
Like, they're like, yeah, we don't care. Oh. Just spin
it's
away.
Stationary. It sucks.
Yeah. I still feel like I do that as an adult. I've recently gotten into dice.
Yeah.
The rolling of them?
Yeah.
Like playing dice?
I don't even know the rules of any games. I just have decided that I am into dice and I went online. I bought
a bunch of
dice.
Normal dice?
I bought myself just normal.
Okay.
I bought myself one of those little like velvet bags to hold my dice.
Oh, my God.
And I still don't know any games, but I'll like still just decide I want to be into a weird little fad.
I think years ago I went to the fest in America. And guys outside of the shows were gambling, playing dice, like on the street. And I was like,
I think that's cool. That's what I want to do.
Yeah. And I was like, yep. I was like, I'm going to bring this back to Australia.
See, this was my thought. So I went and bought all this dye. It's the plural of dice.
Dye.
Yeah. But I don't have the attention span to actually learn the game. So now I just have all of this dice and I'm hoping one day I'll just be like out. I'll get my dice out and someone will be like, you want to learn a thing or two?
You holding dice right now?
Not on me. There's so many other weird things in my life. If we do run out of things to talk about, which I don't think will ever happen.
Well, it is like I think I definitely have those obsessions. Like for me, like during lockdown, I got really into like, I'm going to buy a van and I'm going to deck it out.
Yes.
And like I was watching endless.
Yeah, you were talking big game about setting up your car.
Yeah. Well, I have a Volkswagen Golf and I was like, maybe I'll do it with that.
Yeah.
Because all these Euros have done it. And I remember telling a girl about this and she definitely stopped talking to me. But I was like, I'm going to live in my car.
Hold on. My mum's calling.
My mum's doing a welfare check. but I slowly started watching the videos and the people in them go insane.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
The ones that live in their car.
Yeah.
See,
yeah.
I did this too in lockdown. I bought a RAV4 on with the full like intention of like not living in it, but I kind of wanted it as like,
go away.
Go away. Also kind of just like cubby house.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yep. Escape.
Sticky house. You go sit in your car for a minute. Fairy lights. Cute. Mm.
You've already talked about how you wanted to be a truck driver, so we know you're
sleeping in the car is the first step.
But yeah, I don't think you could do, I mean, you could do it with a Golf. But you do kind of need enough room to put a bed in it.
You got
to
build a rig that goes in the back.
No, I just got a RAV4 and then got one of those mattress toppers and put it in the back. It works really
perfect.
Well.
That's actually perfect. Yeah.
I lived your dream.
Yeah, damn it.
It's not like that now.
Every week we get a person on that's lived a dream I've failed at.
And then we ask them, what's in that bag?
I can't wait for the next podcast.
We've come up with so many new segments in this episode. It's awesome.
How to crush your dream. What's in the bag? Factory tours.
What sort of car have you lived in?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you ever sleep in it though?
No, I slept in my old car, which was like a Commodore. It was my first car. Mm. VTS pack. Sorry to brag.
That is a brag.
Yeah.
That's a cool car now.
It is kind of funny that they are. I've become like, you know, you're becoming your parents. Like I see one now and I like take photos of them. I'm like,
oh, fuck. Yeah. Look, that's mint as.
Yeah. I've done that with a Ford Laser before. Mm. I have.
They're cool. So I guess at the moment, where are you at with, you know, obviously truck driving, that's in the future.
Yes.
But you're now focusing on your Patreon and your zine. How's it going?
Yes. So good. We were talking about how I love repetitive jobs and I have somehow made it really work for me because I'll sit there and just put like 200 stamps on envelopes and just zone out. And then obviously the actual artwork side of it is actually also really fun. The zine's great. It's
how many have you put out now?
Madness. 3.
Awesome.
I just put them in the post box. So 3 as of today.
Nice.
It's just there's no structure to it, which I like because as you can tell, there's a lot of ADHD. it's just like kind of whatever I draw. I keep a lot of journals. Like I'm always like yesterday a little girl gave me a rock and so I like have journaled that and now I'm like, oh, I can like scan that for my zine. Mm. So it's like a lot of comics, a lot of useless information. I have a page that's like current hyperfixations and then I'll just draw. Right now it's Mochi and Factory Tours.
Mm. Well, Mochi, it's like in Coles now.
The Coles one's not as good as Woolworths.
Yeah.
Little Moons.
Oh, that's that brand?
It's the best one. It's the best one I found other than like actual places like we'll do it. Japan.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
As close as we'll get.
Yeah. I mean, you know, a big thing for me is whatever you've got in that zine sounds like it could end up on a TikTok at this point.
Yeah, you could be, maybe. I should have brought you some. I'll post you guys the 3 zines.
Oh, my God. Love
that
this.
That can be my trinket. That
Your gift.
Yeah.
No gift required.
You said no gifts.
Send it in. Post that. It in after.
You'll get sued.
Yeah, we just do someone else's podcast.
Some guy in LA, no big deal. But I love it. I really, really love it. I love everything stationary. I always have. I love going online and finding like the weirdest stationery I can find and make all the envelopes really cute. And then I sit there and I got like a little stamp made. It's called the Rat Bag Club, the Patreon. Okay.
That's such a good name.
Yeah.
Thanks. I don't really know where it came from. I've just always been, I think I just got called a rat bag as a kid and then found my people.
Yeah, rat bag I feel like it's like a fun, it really reminds me of like my uncle. Mm. He would call me a rat bag a lot.
It's kind of like the term every kid with ADHD was called.
Yes.
Like undiagnosed ADHD.
Yeah.
Are you a little rat bag?
Because you were just cutting sick around the house.
Yeah. And they're like, she's such a little rat bag. It's she needs to be medicated.
Yeah, there was a kid at our school who climbed up a big tree and broke every branch off on the way up.
Stunning.
And they had to call the fire brigade to get him down.
Real rat bag.
That's self-sabotage.
Yeah, yeah. And his mum worked at the local video shop and he always had, never in uniform, would always just have a movie tee.
That's on. That would have been the sickest shit, though.
I want to know where he is now because I want to be his friend.
I don't think a great no, I'm sure. Actually, you know, I didn't go to my high school reunion. I think I was in a real downswing.
I didn't go either.
But neither. I did look at the Facebook event.
Yeah.
And just caught up with everyone that way. I just got to stalk everyone.
Even get invited to mine, I don't think.
Well, it's sort of like, I guess it depends how many high school people you have
depends
on Facebook.
Depends how many friends you have because it's high school, you see, and popularity.
Yeah. But like, that's a tough one.
But like my thing is that it's always been very odd to me. Like I'm not really friends with that many people I went to school with. Mm. Like,
but you grew up in a... Well, yeah, and part of your schooling was overseas.
Yeah, but everyone I went to high school with that I'm still friends with are all people who like got into the same music or
yeah.
whatever. Like,
I think I'm friends with four people from high school, and
yeah.
we're all into the same stuff.
That's what I mean. Yeah, yeah. Like so, yeah. So that's the same with me. And like, but then there are other people from school who are definitely just like hanging like their entire lives.
Yeah, it's weird. Mm. It's like you either stay in that life forever or you go the music route is what it feels.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
all
I
think, the emos well, I think, moved I, into stay and all the rest of them stay.
Yeah. Oh, well, I think it also has a lot to do with staying where you're from too.
Oh yeah.
Like I left, not intentionally really, but like I left Canberra and then I've been here the whole time.
I was just about to ask where you're from. So fireworks.
Yeah, fireworks, Canberra.
I didn't know. Are they not allowed anymore?
No, but for
it was devastating. I just found out that they were allowed at one point.
For a yeah, sorry about that. For a spell, Canberra was the only place you get them.
Yeah,
I mean, you can get them still.
You can still get them for sure. Yeah, yeah,
write that down.
But there was like shops, like you could. I mean, the big one actually was. So there was like 3 days as they were trying to like taper it off. There was like, you can only buy them for public holidays.
Right.
And the big public holiday they would always advertise them for was Queen's birthday weekend.
Yeah.
Because it was birthday. Like.
Isn't that, I don't know why I maybe know this. Is it the 8th of January? No, that's nope. Elvis's birthday.
Never mind. I think it was.
It's the King's birthday.
Well, it's the King's birthday.
The King of
what? Our monarch.
Yeah.
No, but the big one was the Queen's birthday weekend. And like, everywhere would get these licenses to sell fireworks for the weekend.
Yeah.
And so you were getting like any shop would be selling fireworks just for that Saturday or whatever.
Getting in on the action.
Yeah. And the big one was where we always used to go to buy them for whatever reason was the Video Easy near us was selling fireworks.
Do they come with popcorn in them?
I can't. I mean, I really.
That's not a real question.
I really think the actual.
You light
reason,
it, then a popcorn pops as it's in the sky.
Imagine they just fill it with kernels and fireworks. That is a business idea.
I think the real reason.
And we've come up with a business idea.
Yeah, new segment.
I think the real reason was tying to the episode we did with Callum. I think it was just like, well, we were going to go to the video shop anyway.
Yeah.
To get, you know.
Shrek,
yeah. Yeah. Why don't we get some fireworks while we're there?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. That's the ultimate slumber party hang.
Yeah. But yeah, so that's...
Night in, night out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Canberra in that 90s, 2000s period.
That's fun.
There's fireworks, baby.
Yeah, that's really fun.
Yeah.
That's kind of the only fun I've heard about Canberra in those times. Everybody always tell like
you like drinking in parks. That happens.
Well, I wouldn't be drinking in a park if I had a popcorn firework. I'd be doing that. I probably would have not drank at all.
Well, we used to combine the two, you see, and drink in the park and light fireworks.
Yeah, that's
one time. One time we got a like a bucket, like a big bucket of fireworks. Went to this park. We're all, you know, ripping into passion pop, all the heavy hitters. Pop.
I can still taste it.
Absolute dog shit. But we were smashing some passion pop and one of our friends was like, hey, I'm going to light this. And we were all like, yep, let's see what it does. Thinking it was going to like, you know, shoot out, be a really amazing firework.
Oh, no.
And he like, it was a really long cylinder. And, you know, I think we're all like children and drunk enough to be like, I don't know what that is, but go for it. And he like pulled the top off it and it was a sea flare. Like,
at sea.
No, like that you throw into the water and it still shoots out flames.
So what does it do when it's not in the water?
Goes absolutely psycho. Oh, like no. It was like just shooting up in the air, and we were in like a school playground, and he was just holding it like, and he just kind of like threw it, and we're like, it, you know, it's so bright that it's like
you can't look at it.
Well, like lights in houses start turning on in the suburb, God, and we're like,
movie.
Oh fuck, and we all just like bailed. The next day, I went to work. I worked at a petrol station just down the road from this school. And there was like police tape all around the playground.
Oh my God.
And
one photo of you pinned to the wall.
He'd like thrown it. And as he'd thrown it, it landed on the playground and it like melted half this primary school playground.
Oh my God.
This like, is amazing.
It was like a full. And we're like, I drove to work, got to work, and I was like, holy shit, we just like destroyed that primary school playground.
Wait a second, you went to work? I thought, I don't know if I missed a part, but I thought that you were like a child.
Well, I was like 16.
Where were you working?
At a petrol station.
Okay, cool.
Not like an office job.
Yeah, cool. You just like briefcase.
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of wild how, you know, close a call that is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then I got there and then the other guys who were like all at the party as well, who I also worked with, were like, did you see the playground? It's pretty fucked out there.
Yeah. It's like a mate of ours threw a chisel over the train tracks at school, and then in the school newsletter it was like, it almost hit someone.
That's the drama.
Yeah.
The drama.
Principal's up there like, no throwing chisels from the woodwork room over the train line.
I have a cousin that's much younger than me, and one Christmas or something we went home, I went back to Canberra, and they're like, oh, you know, he got in trouble at school. What for? Oh, every day after school, he was just going to an overpass and just throwing rocks off it.
I got almost arrested for that with pine cones, similar.
Oh.
Well,
I didn't know.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to.
I
think as a kid, you're just like, fuck it, whatever.
I truly remember, like, mum, I got arrested, and then the cops, I can't remember if they took me back to my friend. I think they took me back to my friend's house. My mum came, and she was like, why were you doing that? And I was like, so they'd run over them.
Yeah.
She was like, do you know that if like a motorcyclist went over a pine cone, they'd probably die? And I was like, obviously not, Joy. I wouldn't have done that. She was like, cool. That was that. But you don't know when you're a kid.
No. And I think my cousin's thing was he threw like a handful of rocks and it smashed a windscreen.
Oh, no. Yeah.
And someone was like,
imagine that. You'd be so annoyed.
Well, and the other thing too is like, yeah, thinking now, like if someone smashed my windscreen, some little motherfucker on a bridge, yeah. I'd be like,
I remember when we were throwing the pine cones and we were like waiting for cars to hit them and stuff, and this car just pulled over. It was like a 6-lane highway in like Mount Barker or something. And this guy got out and he was an off-duty cop.
Ooh.
So I just saw a man chasing us in casual clothes. So I climbed a tree, should have broken off every branch.
Yeah, didn't get up there.
He got me down. I didn't climb very far. But that's like he came and chased me and then like took us.
A cab.
Yeah. Well, that's like I remember, yeah, like throwing like roof rocking houses. And then I remember one where it was like must have been 16, 17.
Wait,
like,
what's a roof rocking
house? We basically just grab a bunch of rocks and throw them onto someone's roof and it sounds like stuff's dropping down.
I know.
But this guy ran out of his house like just in a pair of jocks.
Ready to kill.
And he just ran into a bunch of my mates all drinking. We were like on our way to a house party. And then he was just like, oh, sorry, guys. Like, you know, I know you're only mucking around. And then he drank with us.
Oh, that's amazing.
And I remember him distinctly going like, any of you guys got a cigarette?
Yeah.
And he's like, none of us did at the time. And he's
how
like,
old were you?
We would have been like 15, 16.
Mm. God, imagine if you were, what was he, like 30?
He must have been like, in our heads, he was like
100.
100.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He would have been like
it was probably
younger than me now.
Yeah. Yeah. But even if he was 25, imagine wanting to not even drink, even just be around a group of 15-year-olds.
The thing now is like,
no.
Wanted to go out, go, these guys are kicking on.
Yeah. These are my new friend.
When I was a kid, like, I think, I mean, there's certainly a meme about this, but there's like a thing where like when you're 15, a 20-year-old looks like 100 years old.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
when you're 20, a 15-year-old looks like a fucking baby.
Oh, big time.
And then now like a 25-year-old to me looks like a baby.
I'm
like,
really fearful of turning 37 because even like my earliest memories, I've put it in my head, and I still fully believe it, that 37 is the coolest age you can be.
I mean.
And I really do. Are you 37?
No, I'm not.
Okay. Later this year.
Well, you have a podcast and a pluck a duck, so I just thought maybe.
You're close.
I'm close. Well, I distinctly remember making fun of my mum turning 40. And
old as hell.
Old as hell. You just, imagine.
What did you say? Like, she wakes up, she's feeling real shit about herself, and you walk in, you're like,
you're 40.
Suck shit.
More wrinkles.
Sucked in.
Suck shit, mum.
And now I'm dangerously close to that.
It's coming.
Yeah. Time. Damn it.
Yeah, do it. Yeah.
I only did that because I can actually hear it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good shit. I like that.
That's sick as hell.
We've talked about nothing we came here to talk about, but that's
I'm really
best.
Sorry.
That's actually the beauty of it.
I find that happens.
That's the best way
to do
this.
I got a lot to say about nonsense and the questions. Even you like sent through some questions today, and I was like, if I read them, it just won't be.
No.
No, it's actually worked out way better. I think we, we're still getting used to doing this.
I got no idea what I'm doing.
Yeah.
I think you're both doing great. I already told you.
Yeah. Thank you. No, it's actually been way more fun rather than like.
You've came on and given us like 8 more segments.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. I still want to go through my bag.
Yeah. But I think we got to have you back on.
Yeah.
I'd love to. I said we should go to a factory.
Yeah, let's do a remote. Let's get someone to film us.
I've heard there's a Vegemite factory.
There.
Yeah. I mean, it's like near.
For all of you watching at home, give us a dollar and we'll fund it. Us.
I love that you threw it a Cam.
Yeah.
I love that you asked before and then you did it.
Yeah, that's it.
I know where it is now. Give us your dollars so we can go to factories and make a video about it. Please.
Because you drive past it, you can smell it on the freeway.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, just, Vegemite?
Yeah, it's just before the Westgate, going over the Westgate.
Oh, I didn't know it was so close.
Yeah. In Port Melbourne, I think.
Port Melbourne, yeah.
I want to go.
Yeah.
Are we already up? Is that what you mean by let's do another podcast? Because we're already out of time.
Yeah, we're getting there.
We're getting there.
Yeah.
My bad. I haven't answered any of your questions.
No, well, the good thing is that I looked over and I was like, 40 minutes. I was like, what the hell? It felt like 5. So that's great. That's
good. We have a lot to talk about.
Yeah.
Obviously.
I mean, we got a lot of factories to visit. We got a lot of.
I really think we should get someone to film it.
Yeah.
And we go to the Vegemite Factory.
Maybe we could make some really sugary water before we go too.
Yeah.
Like just to amp, no,
water
we'll, just,
talk.
We'll just eat your bag of Boost bars.
Okay, so first we head to Ringwood to the Cadbury factory.
Yeah, get a Granada bag.
We get a bag of very smooth Boost bars. Then we head straight to the Vegemite factory.
Yeah, I'm into it.
Yeah.
Have you heard about the, I went to Mildura for a wedding like a year ago, and because of Mildura juice and my love for factories, I immediately was like, I'm going to Mildura. There's going to be a Mildura factory.
Mm.
There isn't. But I found this place called Orange World.
Orange World.
You looked up Orange World before? You're right. In for a treat. There's a tiny, tiny. Okay, so like one of my other things that I really love is a tiny, tiny train, like a tour train.
Oh, yeah.
There's one in like the back streets of Moorabbin.
There's a big one in Canberra.
Oh, I think I know what you're talking about. No, yes. I don't. I don't know what.
Like a little.
Like you get on a tiny, tiny train.
Yeah.
And you go around.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's
my uncle used to drive the one in Canberra, by the way.
See, now I don't want to be a truck driver. What if?
Little train driver.
Tiny train driver. Yeah. I can wear my little hat. Anyway, Orange World is insane.
What's there?
Orange World is a working 50-acre citrus property offering educational and informative citrus tours. Yeah. Sounds pretty good.
And there's a giant, like, plaster orange and its eyes are, like, weird. I really like weird Australiana sculptures.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just like front yard. You know when people get really into front yards and there's like weird Santa Clauses doing weird things?
We got one around the corner from the house.
Do you?
Yeah.
Excursion.
Let's go.
Right,
and it's
now.
Like the weird, the big earthworm on the way to Phillip Island.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've never heard about that. What? You can go in a worm?
Yeah. Mm. Much like Dune.
The movie.
I've not seen it. I'm not up to date.
You got to get into the cinemas.
Remember how I said the ADHD thing?
Oh, yeah. You can't sit through a three-hour movie.
Sucks because I really love a lot of three-hour films, but I have to watch them when they're
at home,
available to me to watch at home, and I can do it over 2 days.
Well, I mean, we were talking about this before as well. Like, there's some that are like, I'll wait till it's on net. Netflix. Like, give me a day.
You got to chunk it up.
But then some of my favorite films are 3 hours long, and like I have no problem watching them. But the first initial watch, I can't do it. I can't sit in a cinema for that long.
My thing years ago was like, I'd be pissing. Like I gotta wee all the time.
Well, I looked up.
And then it's so salty because of all the popcorn, and then you get a wee. Yeah.
Yeah. I looked up when to pee.
When to pee.
Yeah. You look up.
Did you pee?
I didn't because I was extremely dehydrated.
Because of the salt.
Yeah.
But hold on. Do you do this before you go to every movie? And are there answers?
Yeah. There's answers. It'll be like, big this time. Comes on the screen. It's your you got 2 minutes to duck out.
Oh my God, I've never thought.
Don't miss a, like. Yeah.
A crucial plot point.
I have to burp really bad. Can I do
go for it?
Go for it.
I got
it
too.
Oh, so little. Oh.
Drink cut another. That out. Have another beer. You'll get it.
I'll try and come up with a better one.
No, I was terrified in that movie because I love it so much that I was like, if I get a piss in this thing,
I'm out.
Yeah, that's why I like watching them at home.
Yeah.
Build a little fort. Yeah. Get whatever snacks you want. They're not crazy expensive. And then watch it over 2 days. Pee whenever you want.
Yeah. Mm.
I will say, yeah, that was good. Proud of you and upset.
Thank you.
And a little jealous. I really, really, I don't know why I started thinking about this, but I really love commercials. It's because of the peeing thing.
Mm-hmm.
I've just come to this realization that I really love them. And they're not around, like, you know how there'll be, like, an ad, like, say you're watching maths or whatever, and it's, like, a stupid ad.
Mm.
They're only around for, like, 2 weeks, and then they're gone forever.
Well, that's a real weird thing in, like, because of YouTube and streaming.
There's
and stuff,
ads
right?
again now.
Well, but they're not, like, you don't see an ad in syndication forever. Like,
no. Yeah, that's what, and then you look back, like, even, you know when you, like, watch an old, like, record, like, you've recorded, like, funniest home videos or something, and then you don't think the ads are the part you want to record, but then you accidentally do and whatever, and then you watch them and you're like, the nostalgia.
Yeah.
I'm going to feel like that in 15 years about like that weird insurance ad that was on last night.
13, 13, 32.
Yeah. I love that kid.
That kid.
Where is he? Where is he now?
My friend Pete went to school with him.
Can you find out where he is?
It came up a few years ago and a radio station contacted my mate Pete and like, how can we get in contact with him? He's like, yeah, no problem.
If you
13, 30, 32.
The
Lugmobile. Yeah.
And
awesome.
You're like, it was so simple.
Yeah. Great gag.
You need to get him on the podcast.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if you got that kid?
How many questions do we have for the Lugmobile kid?
Well, there was a good, there's a guy, I think I saw him on TikTok and he does like club rants, like tells really I think his thing is Danny Rants, but he tells really interesting story about like 2000s nightclubs in Australia and stuff like that. But the other day he had on Corey Worthington.
Oh yeah,
is that the party kid?
The party kid.
Yeah. See, get him on.
But he's like crazy.
I actually don't think you.
Not
as
crazy.
Soon as I said get him on, I was like maybe I should.
But he's like so fit. He's like into Ninja Warrior
of
stuff.
Of course.
I got to say, I'm happy he went down the looking after his body route other than the break into something.
Because he could have gone
off the deep end.
He could have gone the other way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Corey Worthington will reach out.
Yeah.
Corey Worthington, Lubemobile Kid, double pod.
The Lubemobile. The Lubemobile.
Lubemobile.
Ooh. I honestly would. I think I'd fan out for no reason. That kid did nothing to get. He's not. You know? But I think I actually would be like, oh my God.
Get him and the roof seal on.
I think. And Patty. I think Patty worked with one of the kids from Round the Twist.
Yeah.
Bronson?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, he did.
He was a big club guy too. There's like a video of him doing the Melbourne Shuffle.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah, he went on to live his life.
I think he worked in like an ad agency or something.
We actually have to wrap this up.
Okay.
Because our booking ends.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I'd like to thank the Academy.
But a great way to end where you're like, we could talk for another 2 hours. So we'll have to have you back on.
I really do want to go on an excursion to the
We got to do that.
Thank you very much for doing this with us.
No, I had a blast.
Yeah. Thank you.
I would have just gone home and said all of this to my boyfriend. So it's nice to have another outlet.
Great. So quick plug. Where can people find you?
Ginger Taylor Artist on everything. Don't type in gingertaylor.com. I think that's a porn site. I'm gingertaylor.net.
Okay.
Great. I also have solo.net. So I love a .net.
I don't really fully understand why I couldn't get, I think just .com was a porn star.
Yeah.
It's more expensive, I think.
And when you get a name like Ginger, like, I don't know what my parents expected. but yeah, Ginger Taylor, artist on everything.
Great.
That's it. Join my Patreon. It's really fun. It's a lot like this podcast, but in paper form.
Get the zine.
Magic.
Perfect.
thank you for coming again. Yeah, we really appreciate it.
No, thanks for having me.
And we'll talk to you again soon.
Yeah.
I want to wink at the camera again.
Well, where's mine?
Say hi to your mum for me. Is that a Rove thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
So Rove, if you're listening.
Yeah.
Catch you soon.
Yeah.
Follow Serlo.
Yep.
Follow Ginger.
Follow Aaron. Your appearance is off private now.
Yeah, it's off private now. So anyone from work, don't. But, otherwise, thanks.
Thanks.
Yeah, thanks. Sorry I didn't answer any of your questions about art. Maybe next time.
Fuck it.
See ya.
Fuck it. See ya.